You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Now, I don't know about you, but yesterday got me completely confused. I was sure yesterday was Sunday, and it was only Tuesday. Anyway, today is Wednesday. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. And it is the 10th of January. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Now, let's take a look, see if we've got any birthdays for today. I've got a couple of shortage ones for you. I'm going to start off with Ethan Allen, born on this day. The year was 1737. He was a farmer, a businessman, land speculator, philosopher, writer, and American Revolutionary War patriot, hero, and a politician. God, he was busy. He's best known as one of the founders of the United States State of Vermont. Charles Ingalls was born on this day, 1836. He was the father of Laura Ingalls Wilder, known for her Little House on the Prairie series of books. Ingalls is depicted as the character Pa in the series. So there we go. A couple of little ones starting us off on this Wednesday morning.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Yes, there's a good bit of advice for you if you haven't done it already. Matt Bianco there, and get out. Get out your lazy bed. Come on. Something's got to get you started. Perhaps it's Simply Red.
Jerry D.
Suppose you'll have to have gone there in the first place. Don't go back to Rockville. There we go. And that is R.E.M. That has brought us, time-wise, to, 30 seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's program, which means, yes, it's scrub-up time. Time to make you nice and clean and smelling nice. Think of other people as well, especially if you're going on the metro. All right. Well, remember the song, My Heart Will Not... My Heart Will Go On. Never thought you could do that at the disco, did you? This is from Clueless. there we go. Yes, Clueless with My Heart Goes On. And that's your shower song for this morning. 20 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. And it is exactly time for you to get out and on your way for it is you're going today. My Heart Will Go On, by the way. Of course, it was originally recorded by Celine Dion. And it was, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, the theme for the 1997 film Titanic. And there we go, a little bit of a different slant. It's a cruel summer, we know that. Telling us all about it is Bananarama. There's going to be much let up to you on our summer. They reckon it could go right through to June or July this year, which is all rather scary. Bananarama there and Crawl Summer. Busy morning this morning. I tell you what, we've got our special guest coming in at in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, probably around about 8:20, 8:30. Billy Cobham is coming in to chat with us. Of course, he's basically the person that the Jazz Festival is honouring this year. He's going to be coming in to chat with us. All a bit daunting, really, because when you look through his bio and you look at all the things he's done and all the people that he's played with, he's probably the best drummer in the world, this guy. Probably not. And of course, he's well known for having an absolutely huge kit which he travels with. So it's going to be great talking to Billy. Billy Cobham's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Jazzy tomorrow as well, by the way. In the I think it's 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. We've got Jaime Diaz coming in to chat with us as well. So it's all jazzy this week, isn't it? And there's going to be me with my triangle. It's George Ezra for you this morning. This is called Paradise.
My love. My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on. Well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long. Well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there.
All those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
My time, well, it's a never ending helter skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom, heart is a beat, and it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between the something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time.
Amazing voice, George Ezra and Paradise. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 23 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. Our guest, Billy Cobham, will be coming in to chat with us about the upcoming jazz festival, which is all kicking off next week, and what they'll be doing.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Never get sick of listening to that lady. Florian Cloud de Bonneville, O'Malley Armstrong. Luckily, we just know her as Dido. English singer-songwriter. She attained international success with her debut album, which was No Angel. That was back in 1999. Hit singles from the album included Here With Me and Thank You. Sold over 21 million copies worldwide, and it won us several awards as well, including 2 Brit Awards. Additionally, she won Best British Album and Best British Female, as well as the MTV Europe Music Award for Best New Act. The first verse of Thank You is also apparently sampled by Stan, a critically acclaimed collaboration with American rapper M.E.N. Next album, Life for Rent, well, that did extremely well. That was 2003 when that was released. Continued her success with the hit singles White Flag and Life for Rent. 2004, she performed with other British and Irish artists in the Band-Aid 20 version of the charity single, How Do They Know It's Christmas. Her first two albums are among the best-selling albums in United Kingdom chart history, and both are in the top 10 selling albums of the 2000s in the UK as well. Dido, yes. Florian Claudi Bonivial O'Malley Armstrong. Born in Kensington in London in England. And funnily enough, Donovan's made a song about Kensington. Sunny South Kensington. Keeping an eye on the time, by the way, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Come take a walk in sunny South Kensington any day of the week. See the girl with the silk Chinese blouse on, you know she ain't no freak. The Cumberland soon down, Cromwell Road, man, you got to spread your wings. Slip out, skip out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing. Jean-Paul Belmondo and Mary Quant got stoned to say the least. Ginsburg, he ended up a dryin', so he took a trip out east. If I'm late waiting down the gate, it's such a rough scene, I grew a place to live. In a Portobello, I met a fella with a cane umbrella who must have used a sieve. So come loon soon down Cromwell Road, man, you got to spread your wings. Flip out, skim out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing.
I guess you really had to be there. But that's Donovan. A lot of references there to London. Somebody else, by the way, who's from London, who's having a bit of a success, is a lady called Joy Crooks. But she doesn't come from, well, the posh part of London like Kensington. She comes from South London, down near Brixton. And this is her singing about London Mine.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. That's what makes London mine. haze from streetlight down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun. That's what makes London mine.
There we go. Yes, Sir Joy Crooks and London Mine. Because that actually doesn't come far from where I was living when I was in London. I was living in a place called Storetham, and she was just up the road there in Brixton. In actual fact, she probably hadn't even been born then. You know what they say, don't you? They say you can take the boy out of London, but you can't take London out of the boy. Joy Crooks. And by the way, it reminds me, I mean, the history of London is absolutely incredible. Where I used to work in the city of London, it was just around the corner. There was this little square, which was sort of almost hidden away. There was a modern building there, but the exact spot where one of, I think it was the second victim of Jack the Ripper was found. And it's still, the place is still there with a little empty lot next to it. And isn't it times like that where you just wish you could close your eyes and go back in time and see what was happening? One day I'm sure they'll be able to do it. We're just coming up for 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. With Genesis.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Say day, and you say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Go Genesis, and that's all, and that is all, bringing us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We're gonna gonna lift you up so high. We're gonna lift you. We're gonna lift you. Gonna lift you up.
is Starpoint and Gonna Lift You Up. We're about 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're quickly going to see if we can check in with Ingrid this morning.
Good morning,
oh, there she
Grandma.
Is.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, another day after holiday. Woohoo! Oh, don't I feel very, very festive. The day of martyrdom, and, you know, it's not a holiday of celebrations as much as it's just being aware of what has happened and remembering those who passed away during that time. On to a lighter note, forgive me, but you know how this all started with Jerry and I is I was standing outside during COVID and a bird pooped on my head. Well, I think we're coming full circle. I came into my bee bunker yesterday to do some work. I turned on the fan and sat down, and don't you know, ploop, on my head, a gecko landed. I had a gecko on my head, and he jumped off my head and got onto my desk. And I reached to grab my phone, and he turned around and looked at me, and I couldn't get to my phone fast enough to take a picture of him, and he ran off. I was like, oh, geez, no, can you imagine? Well, I should know that there's a bunch of them out here anyways, because every now and then in my printer, I find these tiny little eggs that have been hatched. Not broken eggs, but hatched eggs. So I go into my printer, and I see they've like, oh, look, they've hatched some eggs in my printer. So every now and then I do have to be very careful that, you know, managing eggs, gecko eggs. So I have a secondary family now renting out my bee bunker for, you know, whatever purposes. I don't see any this morning, but I do see remnants of what they do on my PPC, you know. It just kind of scares me. But it wasn't poop this time. It was an actual gecko on my head. Although I do find traces of their you-know-what laying around. I do have to clean it, you know, but... they make those clicky, clicky, cute noises in the middle of the night. Yeah, they kind of keep me up at night. We have a little sign for gecko crossing here in El Valle, especially here in the house at Finca Reflecta. So we have occasionally get to look up and hear click, 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 and then there you next thing you know, them is doing good. We have a picture of one of those geckos catching a big, black, hairy spider, and that was really cool. All right, until next time, back to you in the studio.
there we go. Yes, bring us in a little bit there. That's Billy Cobham Spectrum together with Gary Husband is on there as well. Who's also going to be playing here at the jazz festival.
We'll hear better. Is that how
it is? Yeah. There we go. Whoops. Oh, you got to there. It's the unwindable.
Okay.
Billy.
Well, it's not air, but we'll have to do it. You know, it'll work.
Billy Cobham, welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Much better. Pleasure to be here.
It's lovely to have you. Really is. Really is. We were just, just talking briefly, because you are originally from Panama.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was born in Colón back in the days when there was the Gatun and the Silver City and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, trust me, I got some friends here in the shipping industry that really go back to the, because they were in Colón then, from Panama City.
Yes.
And they come up with some great memories of
I'll
Colón.
Bet.
Yes. But that's another program. Billy, I mean, you must be one of the, I mean, they say one of the top 25 drummers in the world. Must be going up the ranks by now. I mean, you must be number one, number two. I mean, looking at what you do.
I should be number one and number two, but I couldn't afford to pay the people who say these kind of things enough money, so I've stayed around. Maybe if anything, I've dropped in the rankings. You know, maybe I've shifted over into boxing. I don't know.
Yeah. But you've been, because you are in the Drummers Hall of Fame for the classic and the modern.
That's what they tell me, but I've never gotten the key to see if
well,
I was
never,
or not.
They've never invited you.
So I never opened up the door to see if it's true. It's okay.
Right. And that's a strange way for them to do things, isn't it?
Yeah.
But did you send the check late or what?
It bounced. We didn't pay the rent before.
Love it. Billy, firstly, it's great to have you with us here for the Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing some great stuff.
Yes.
One of the things that I sort of wanted to ask was about your drum kit. You've got probably one of the biggest drum kits that in use, wouldn't you say that?
I started to play multi-toms and all, so it appears pretty large, but there are a lot of guys that have, from especially in the rock and roll field, that my drum set looks like kind of a teardrop in the corner or in the bucket of life. You start with missing persons and you come up with a guy named Terry Bozzio. He has 64 drums in his drum kit. He has, and he had Sabian make 32 cymbals to accompany the 64 drums. Yeah. And they've been here. He's come close to having it here, because I knew he's been in Panama, and they put a lot of that stuff together. But normally when he does it with two other guys, it might take a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day they do the lecture, because they're well spent.
Mm-hmm.
And such is life, you know.
And now, if I remember right, when you first left, I mean, you played the piano, is that correct? Initially,
me?
When you were tiny?
No, I didn't. I left at the behest of my father and mother, who went, one mother, Taylor, father, scientist, a real good guy with numbers, and happened to do something very unique. He could tell you if you wanted him to take a good look at all of the faders and dots. He would give you an exact number for what all of that was, like this. You know, it's just one of those things. It's kind of an Asperger's mild thing, that happens. Or he could go to the grocery store when they didn't have any kinds of Casios and things like that. And as they took stuff out of and all of the supplies, he'd know exactly how much we spent before he got to the cashier. And then tell the cashier, and they would say, you're a liar. You know, and they would go through this. Boom. But what he also had was an ability to actually play a piano that we never had in our home.
Okay.
He could just hear
mm-hmm.
the frequencies and then sit down and play back exactly what he played.
Yeah.
So he had this very clever way of legally and painlessly extracting the funds of people's paychecks at the end of the week when they got drunk enough and wanted to hear a tune. from them by saying, if you, if I'll, you know, he's playing in a bar, because he had to earn money. We couldn't afford to live the way we lived on what we were he was earning and my mother was earning when I was a kid. So he would enhance it by doing that, by playing for a couple of hours behind the bar, on a piano that was out of tune, that for some bizarre reason he could tune and didn't understand why. He just said it didn't seem as if it was in harmony with itself, a word. And then he'd just take a tuning pin and just fix the piano, right? Never went to school for it.
Right.
Then plays the piano, and they go, wow, that's amazing. You know, he said, yeah, you know, it just something I happen to do. And the guy would say, well, do you know any tunes? He says, well, sing one for me.
Right.
The guy says, well, I'm forever blowing bubbles. And and he'll put harmony to it.
Yeah.
And he'd never played a piano before.
Wow. I mean, but the thing, we had I remember as a little kid, my grandmother used to bash out on the piano, especially at Christmas time. We had everybody in, gin and tonic on top.
Right.
And, but our next door neighbor, a guy called Bert Trundle, he used to play, but he was exactly the same.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Bert, do you know so and so? Well, how does that go? And he said, well, and he said, oh, yeah, yeah. But, incredible. But the thing is, everybody's gifted in so many different ways, aren't they?
Yeah, and with my dad, it was about, you sing, drunk as, you know, had at least 8 single malts, you know. Isle of Skye, everything all together.
That's where my Spanish improves.
Yeah, let's not go there. But anyway, so we get into this. He plays, okay? And there's somebody singing absolutely bizarrely out of tune, and he's harmonizing what's happening there on a piano sometimes with many of the keys missing. You know, and that's when he sounded a lot to me like Thelonious Monk, unaccompanied. There was an album that Monk made out of San Francisco. You know, when I was living in Mill Valley, Monk came. And he made this record for Fantasy where he's playing Little Rudy Tootie, but half the keys are missing. And it sounded fantastic. Nobody, what? You know, but something, you could hear some of the notes missing out of the chord. How'd they do that? He said, well, they broke it, you know. It was coming down the stairs and they put it back up and he played it.
Yeah.
And my father was that way. And the guy said, wow, everybody says, hey, Bill, you make, I'm Bill Jr., so he said, hey, Bill, you made this guy sound fantastic. Meanwhile, the guy's taking all the money out of his pocket because now he's there, he's a hero to his colleagues. And he's putting the money on Bill's table, on the piano, in the pot, you know. Next thing you know, Bill has his money and the money of everybody else in the bar. He walks off with everybody's money, and they don't even realize that they have nothing to pay their home bills for.
Love it.
For the week.
Now, going back here, because you were talking about sort of a philosophy of music, one of the things I noticed sort of when I was looking at some interviews with you is the importance that you put on your inner self.
Yeah.
When you're playing.
Must.
Yeah. How do you go about that? Do things like meditation and...
Go into that category, but the main thing is to pay attention to what's going on around you all the time. And use that as, if you will, fodder to project and support your position. As you play. So you're playing from your actual real-time experiences within the last 2 seconds and beyond, right? Going back. That's your history. You're going to play that. So say if I'm listening, I'm hearing in the background, somebody, sounds like Brian Auger on his worst day, but whatever. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Cross that out.
That sounds more like me.
We never said that. But it sounds fantastic, and I'm going to play that at some point very soon because it's just going to stay with me and say, what the heck was he thinking? You know, but I'm playing, what the heck was he thinking? Same key as whatever I may have either written in or in somebody else's music. That's my source of energy that I'm extracting from. And I'm playing that through the medium of the drum kit. Because it's just an instrument that's set up to project and extract and reflect how you feel if you know
mm-hmm.
what to give it to mm-hmm. to make those musical decisions for you.
Incredible. So, and tell me, so you're basically following the band as opposed to, you know, keeping up with the...
I'm not following, but I am listening to...
Right.
In real time, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are...
And adapting.
Here we are, you and I are a conversation, but we have two colleagues with us
mm-hmm.
who are saying absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling, to some lesser degree, something that they combine with us to make up the environment immediately in mm-hmm. which we're living right now, mm-hmm. and that's what I play.
Brilliant. Incredible. Aren't you clever? I mean, watching you play, you're adapting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And your body is doing so many different things. I mean, I was sent to piano lessons when I was
yes.
a kid.
Uh-huh.
Getting the left hand to do something different to the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
But you're playing with two bass drums.
Yes.
Plus, you've got all your other drums. You've got your cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
How do you coordinate everything?
Multitasking. Yeah, the first thing you do is set a foundational base.
Mm-hmm.
That foundational base is... If that stays and you're controlling that,
mm-hmm.
next thing you know, that becomes goes into your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going anywhere. That's now the sandbox in which you're playing, you know, the
mm-hmm.
template. Now, inside that template, you can add, and it continues to go on like this. And, you know, so you're hearing in multiple levels. I shouldn't say, just hearing is a very broad term. It's
mm-hmm.
like it's an umbrella. For wow, da da, boom boom ba, boom boom ba, da 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 da, and then we get into India, and
mm-hmm.
you know, all these things start to happen, but this is still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That has to stay there, because if that goes,
everybody goes.
We're on the way out. Man.
Exactly. So we're going to take a piece of music. This is, of course, with Billy. It's the track Crosswinds.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that one, Billy, because that's of the there's the album, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. The album's the title tune from the mm-hmm. album. What can I say? It's a history, fundamentally, where it was the second in the series of Atlantic recordings that I made
mm-hmm.
for the express purpose of trying to keep earning a living. Fundamentally, I was absolutely petrified at that point, because I had been released from this group called the Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
So the only way I could keep going was to do something that I felt the public would enjoy and accept.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a million notes per bar. So I had to come up with this. Did it? Did it? So everybody could go. Did it? Ah, ah, ah! That's nice. Ah, so they could contribute.
Mm-hmm. And
this is life, you know. Yeah, you see.
That's life. Crosswinds. go, yes. And Billy knew exactly when it was going to end.
Yeah, I've been there.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Hey, one of our listeners, Roy Romero, just dropped me a little line on WhatsApp. He says, Jerry, Billy is number one drummer in the world. So there and you didn't even send a check.
That's the problem, you see. You have to justify it. How much money you got, man?
he goes on to say, a great composer, to his albums, Crosswinds, which we just played the title, Total Eclipse, Spectrum, a lot of amazing music, and also he's enjoying the interview as well, which is rather strange for this program. Billy is to drumming what Tesla was to science. So there you go.
You know, I must say... No, we won't go there.
No, come on. There's no children listening.
It's been way too long to make this happen, you know. Mm. But also, so Elon's got Elon short, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the long and short. It's the Elon and short of it all, you know, so to say.
Billy, I mean, you basically started with the Miles Davis, didn't you?
Well, no, actually, I started before that.
Mm.
Playing dances with people like James Brown and
Spam.
But that's 1964.
Right.
East Side Harlem. And, you know, things like this. Kid didn't know what he was doing. He was one of five drummers who God was scared, you know, I can't say less on the, But, then with the army and the military discipline and all of that, started to moonlight a bit, had a great support from wonderful, mentors like the great giant that he is, and Roy Haynes, who's only 5'4", you know, the messy of jazz drumming. But the thing is, everybody kept saying, pay attention to what's happening around you. You know, don't play inward, project outward. All these words, puzzles. And go, okay. Or the line when it doesn't work is, listen, kid, if I ever call you again, this is what I'd like you to do. Of course, the phone wouldn't ring for years, you know. the point was made because there were other things out there to do to try to find a way to make it through life and creating a parallel route for yourself. Philosophically, you have to be strong. You're going to make a lot more mistakes than you'll have successes in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to accept that immediately.
I mean, one of the things I found in life, I mean, I'm showing you as a picture there, 98, when I was 19. Mm-hmm. That was in the military. That was in the Royal Air Force out in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a love for radio. And you can imagine in those days, that was 1968.
Mm-hmm.
I loved soul music. We had Motown coming in. We had the Beatles. We had the Rolling Stones. I mean, it was a magic time for me in music. And like I said, everything's a little time capsule. But what I found going through life, you know, you get breaks. Things happen. I sort of, you know, life took me in a different direction. I didn't do sort of radio seriously again for a long, long time. And you find that life is not just about what you do. It's also about luck.
Yes.
Right place, right time.
You have to be fortunate.
What was the big event for you that you would recognize as changed you with regards to what you're doing? Anything in particular, or it was just a slow evolution? Or?
Well, I got a real big kick at the age of about 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, really? Yeah.
From really good friends of mine whom I don't know where they are anymore, you know, even if they exist anymore. When we lived in Brooklyn, New York, we lived in a small square area of maybe four blocks on each side of Central American families, Bedford-Stuyvesant area for us. That was part of the Bedford-Stuyvesant area. And it was on Chauncey Street between Lewis and Stuyvesant. Avenues. And there was a lot of people from Panama, from from, of course, a lot of people who worked on the Lox, back in those days. So it's Nigerian based, families
mm-hmm.
who were, who would come up to work in the United States for whatever reason. And their kids were my friends, about six or seven of us that mm-hmm. hang out mm-hmm. together for 1 or 2 years. And on occasion, being the small, the runt of the whole litter of all of us, they'd say, "Well, nothing else to do," because we got kicked out of the house when the folks had to clean the house.
Okay.
They just
okay.
said, "You can't uh-huh. stand here now. You have get mm-hmm. out. You know, go play. Whatever." So we yeah. go out, and when we got tired of taking, finding old bottle caps from liquor of bottles that were, of course, empty, and all that, we could shoot on the floor. We had a game called Skelly, and it would club. And it was a game that would pass, and then mm-hmm, being mm-hmm, kids, we mm-hmm. said, "Okay, I've had enough of that. What can we do now?" Try to play stickball. Of course, first thing happens when we start to hear the hit of the broomstick against the ball. My mother would come out and say, "Billy, if you die, I kill you. Get out of the street." You know, something like this. And you know, all of us would go, "Oh, okay, we can't do that." You know, so we sit down, and next thing, you go, "Well, I don't know. What are we going to do when we get older? I don't know. If we're going to be like them, or we're going to do something different." Somebody says, "Oh, well," finally, after everybody says, "I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to blah, blah, blah." And they said, "Well, what's Billy going to do?" I said, "I want to play drums." I said, "You can't play drums." "Yes, I can." "No, you can't." "Yes, I can." "No, I can." "Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can." "Show us." So the closest thing I could come to a drum was my father's 52. So I'm like, yeah, 8 years old. 1952 Chrysler. And so now I have to play on the Chrysler Fender, you know. So now I'm playing Mambo thing on the Fender. And they said, "Yeah, Billy can play. He can play the drums." That was one of the biggest things that ever happened to me.
And that was it. That's what I'm saying. So do you still play the Chrysler? Or?
It's a bit rusted out now.
Billy, when I was looking through some of you, this one... this one sort of attracted my attention. So it's a lovely track, but "To the Women in My Life."
Lily, yeah. And it's a combination of two tunes. Yeah. Yeah. That's Gary.
Mm.
But originally it was Jan Hammer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's on the Spectrum album. It's just an introduction on the Spectrum album.
Yeah. So it's a lovely track because you come in mm-hmm. in just a second. But I thought I wanted to play the beginning.
No, that's Jan. And that's Ron Carter.
Oh, really?
And that's Joe, that's Ray Barreto.
Uh-huh.
That's Jan on piano. Jimmy Owens, Joe Farrell. John Trope. I think, yeah. 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 That's the original.
Lovely. Lovely track.
Thank you.
There you go. Lovely. That is to the women in my life. Is there a story behind it? Any particular?
Oh, man. We don't have time for this.
Okay. now tell me, because one of the important things people want to know is what are you going to be doing over the next few weeks with the jazz festival?
Well, the objective is to offer samples of material that I've written over the expanse of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it is lined up in the kind of a story. But that depends on how well the presentation is put forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the case of, say, Spectrum 50, which we will be celebrating, and that Spectrum 50 is a band consisting of individuals who have a reason to be there. Gary's been with me off and on for many years, playing either with in the days of Alan Holdsworth or prior to that. He represents that history that I go back to in 1968. Mm-hmm. Alex Blake was my first bass player.
Oh, really?
In the band that I had.
Because he's here as well.
On the Total Eclipse Alec recording with Michael Brecker, Randy Brecker, John Abercrombie, Mil Shalevyev, Alice, again, the bass player. Who else was missing from that? Glenn Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wonderful seven-piece band opera. You know, Lee Pastora was a percussionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come full circle back to that because I have not played with Alex Blake since 1974.
Really?
75.
Yeah.
He went off it's just the way things went, you know, shift passing in the night. He got a great offer, I think, from the from Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, wonderful.
Never saw him again.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
For except maybe in San Jose, California, about 20 years later or something like that. They were all over the place.
You know? I mean, what is it? What is interesting as well, Billy? I mean, you mentioned, you know, Gary, who's playing here as well. Mm-hmm. And I found a track with him playing with Level 42.
That's right.
And also, I mean, you and Grateful Dead.
Yes. And if you look deeper, you'll find a track with me and Level 42 when Gary was sick.
Really?
I had to sub for him.
Amazing.
With Mark and it's a trip, man.
And so Roy's asking here, did Billy play on Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave? Someone told me he did.
No. No, I was. You might find me on. I only have eyes for you with the flamingos.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
But that's as close as I ever came.
You must have missed that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, busy someplace else. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming to the top of the hour. do make sure, boys and girls, by the way, that you know, go along to the Jazz Festival. But he's going to be playing on the. It's the 17th. He's going to be playing the when the gala performances. And I tell you what. You're going to have to be quick, because I checked this morning, and most of the seats are gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Really, really. I mean, I've been looking this year, and I don't think I've seen it so happen so quickly, so fast as it,
wow,
it is this year.
That's
you
amazing.
See what you've done? I'm going to have to sit up in the gods.
We can work something out. You're on the stage left or stage right.
Yes,
you know.
The triangle.
Careful what you wish for.
Okay.
You know, there's the alternative of a typewriter. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Bing. And then, here we go.
Billy, we could talk for hours. It's not just a pleasure. It's an honor
having
you with us in the
studio. Pleasure's mine.
So much history. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I want to be like you when I'm 80, for heaven's sake.
Good
grief. Look at you.
Well, I mean, you've got a ways. I mean, you're 60 years old, so you know, it's just okay.
Well, right. You You can come again. Billy Cobham with us here on The Breakfast Show. What an honour, what a privilege, and what a man. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. It's the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, well, we got it for you at 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely great to have you with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Big thanks once again to Billy Coven for being with us this morning. What an absolutely charming man, great to chat with. So thanks to Billy. Tomorrow we're going to be carrying on with our jazz theme for this week. We've got Jaime Diaz in the 9 o'clock hour. So this time tomorrow he'll be with us because he is great on the bongos. It'll be Bongo Jerry. Yeah, never mind. Didn't they make a record? No, it was Mongo Jerry. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Talking of time, one of my favourite tracks from the Alan Parsons Project, just called Time. beautiful track. That is the Alan Parsons Project and the Time. Beautiful words. Listen to them. The lyrics are amazing. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. That doesn't get so much play from Amy Winehouse, Our Day Will Come. And don't forget to say Jaime Diaz is coming in to chat with us in this hour tomorrow, and we're talking about his group, and he's going to be participating in the Jazz Festival as well. So much happening, I tell you what. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, because I'm not sure what days I can go, but I was looking this morning and was just saying that go to Panna Tickets if you need to buy them. But I've never seen them sell so fast. Yeah, nearly all gone. Shouldn't have told you that. 24 minutes, that's after 9 o'clock.
To be mine, thieves in the dark. You ought to be locked in chains, but you.
There we go. The first one of those two was the Bee Gees and I Surrender. And that second one, beautiful ballad from Chicago, If You Leave Me Now. And not leaving us, but just joining us. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is a happy Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wasn't it nice, that interview with Billy?
Oh, well, yeah.
What a lovely guy.
Exactly.
Yes, not many of us left. let me see. What was it? Oh, yeah. How was yesterday?
Oh, yes, yesterday was very interesting. We went to Hilton Hotel because LG had their launch of a new products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these are the products that they are going to present at the CES this year. And very interesting. Very interesting.
Because it's that time, isn't it? I think Alex is going to be joining us, all being well, tomorrow, mm-hmm. As he does.
Mm-hmm.
Because the CES show is on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is when you get a lot of new technology coming in on the market and people's ideas and everything. So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I saw one where apparently you put, this is for ladies, not for men. Well, I don't see why men can't use it. If you want to wear nail polish. But it's like this device, you put your hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does a thing with of your nails, so it works out exactly what, you know, nails you've got and what their composition is. Then with artificial intelligence, it then does your nails. It treats them.
Oh, really?
With artificial intelligence, yes.
Oh.
So your fingers will be smarter than you at the end of the day, really.
Wow.
So, but artificial intelligence is getting in everywhere now. Samsung have just come out as well and said how they're going to be putting more and more artificial intelligence in their products. I guess on our phones it's going to be more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of get a bit confused with what I'm going to use it for. I hate machines that are more intelligent than me. That's why I never use a telephone. So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. And so it was a nice event.
Yes, yesterday, let me tell you a little bit. The company is now going beyond the home, expanding its business into diverse spaces, including mobility, commercial and virtual.
Oh, okay.
So they presented all different kind of products about these topics.
Mm-hmm.
And the company aims to improve the customer experience by focusing on five key elements: DUP3C2S, care, connectivity, customization, servitization, and sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
So, if it's, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because these are sort of tech firms, electronics and whatever. I wonder when it'll be we can buy a car from LG.
Well, they presented, this is kind of a software for cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they presented that yesterday.
Isn't it interesting, though, the electric cars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have enough trouble now with our ordinary cars because they have to plug a computer in to know what's happening with it. But it's going to be the other way around because it's going to be, you know, your car will just be a piece of equipment like your printer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's upgraded and whatever by
exactly
by software. In fact, that's what Tesla is just having to do to make a correction to one of their faults on the car, and they can do it all by software.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, and the beautiful thing, actually, I went to Tesla's showroom, this is a few years ago now,
mm-hmm.
and Tesla was sort of coming out. And one thing that they pointed out, I went to the showroom, by the way, was right next to the Microsoft store. This was in the Prudential Center in Boston. And I used to love going to both of them. And I went to the Tesla store, and it was when they brought out the, I think it's the X with the gull wing doors, like the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady came up to me and said, oh, are you interested? And I said, well, you know, no, I'm just really sort of looking. And she said, well, people of your age are very fond of electric cars because they don't need much servicing.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to go and buy a Ferrari, sod you. But it's a good fact. I mm-hmm. mean, what do they have? Two, three, four electric motors.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is all computerization and software. And it's, of course, how the world is changing.
Exactly.
You know, what I envisage as a kid as science fiction is becoming, mm-hmm. well, is science fact.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't ever lie down. I can't take it all, you know. Anyway, what do you got planned for today? Anything for today?
Today, just work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And go to the gym.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your class going to the gym is work?
My what?
Going to the gym is work as well? Is it?
Oh, no. Oh, that's fine.
It would be for me. And I tell you what, we've got some interesting born mm-hmm. on this day in the world of music, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start?
Okay, let's start with Scott McKenzie.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
He was born in 1939, 1967, UK number one and US number four single, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. McKenzie also auditioned for the Monkees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went to the zoo. How nice. I wonder if he got a position. There he is. This is the track I remember. I love this one.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
come to
And there he goes, off into the distance there with flowers in his hair. Scott McKenzie and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair. That always brings back great memories. When we were talking with Billy, and I said, you know, said numtime, they're like little pockets of time, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And when you listen to it, that's exactly how I listened to it when I was about 17, mm-hmm. and I was stationed at RAF Stanbridge. And the NAFI, the NAA, it was NAAFI, I can't remember now, but anyway, that's where it was, I guess it was like the commissary for the Americans.
Mm.
And they'd have a bar and whatever, and we were sitting in the bar with that song playing on the music, on the jukebox. And we were in our uniforms, and we had roses behind our hair, which we cut off the bushes over the road where the girls used to live. So yeah. And not really the sort of thing one does in the military, really, is go around with roses in your hair. Never mind. It was the Air Force. yeah, great memories from that song. Scott McKenzie.
Yeah,
and who else we got?
Okay, the next one is Jim Cross. He was born in 1943. U.S. singer-songwriter who had the 1973 U.S. number one single with Time in a Bottle.
Mm, another good one. It's pronounced, by the way, Crochet. Crochet, mm-hmm. Jim Crochet?
Crochet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he, again, in the 1970s, sort of brought out some absolutely wonderful ballads. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Time in the Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Jim Croce and Time in a Bottle. Beautifully.
I love it, yeah.
You've heard that one before, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A beautiful song. But some beautiful ballads. I might play another of those ballads if you've got time. But we do have one more person born on this day.
Oh,
and
yes.
A biggie, really, isn't it?
I love this guy. I love his music. I love his voice. I love everything.
Oh, thank you. That's nice, but I don't sing.
That's Rod Stewart. He was born in 1945. British rock and pop singer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of the Hoochie Coochie Men.
You know, I didn't know that either. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Steam Packet, Shotgun Express, Jeff Beck Group, The Faces.
I remember The Faces, that's right.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
UK number 6 and US number 17 single, Stay With Me. As a solo artist, he had the 1971 UK and US number one single, Maggie May. plus 5 other UK number ones, and over 35 top 40 hits and 10 number one albums.
Here he is, Maggie May.
Thank you.
there we go. Yes, Maggie May from Rod Stewart. There we go. Mm-hmm. Three good ones this morning.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hey, I just got a message in quickly because they've obviously not long got out of bed. from Renee and Rick. They've been having trouble with their snow. Say, good morning. It says, we're having some wild and crazy weather. It started raining on Monday night, melting the snow. Got up Tuesday morning to find that the blizzard warning wasn't just a warning. It was snowing like crazy. Snowed all day long. Apparently it snowed all night last night, because now we have well over a foot of snow. And no, the doggy snow boots have not arrived yet, but I don't think they'd work anyway. You'd have to get a tummy cover as well. Yeah, the snow is too deep. There we go. And she says, send some pictures, and says here, still dark out, but this is what our deck looks like. You can just about see the, it's up to the railing, I think. That's a lot of snow. Tell Yasmin her Facebook profile picture is adorable.
Oh, thank you very much.
What did you do, post a picture of a dog? Or?
No.
No?
That's a photo of me that Gerardo Pesantes got.
Oh, really?
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
When he was here.
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking about that the other day. How do I access them? Where do I find them now?
Oh, I have them.
Oh, you got them?
I guess I sent it to you, no?
Well, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
I don't even remember where I am. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to go out quickly with another Jim Croce song.
Okay.
And this is one from 1974. I'll Have to Say I Love You, in a song.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I had to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. Understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Something that I just gotta say. Oh, you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Perfect timing, yes. That's brought us to the end of the program.
Oh, yes.
You know, remember that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you're becoming an old soul, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not much you can do about it. All right, guys, look, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your gym and your work.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Well, we'll be back with everybody tomorrow.
Alex
is coming. That's good. We'll be talking about CES, hopefully.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And also, we've got... Jaime Diaz.
Oh, yes.
Chatting, we're talking, because he's going to be taking part with his band in the jazz festival. So we're talking with Jaime tomorrow. And on Friday, we don't normally have people on Friday, but we are this Friday, because it's Bastian from the Waved Foundation.
Oh, no, he changed it for next week.
Oh, now you tell me.
Sorry, I forgot.
No, don't. really.
So I'm fine, it's just me.
Into, yeah, okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you're coming? Yeah. Just checking.
Hopefully.
Okay, yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock. And please, boys and girls, remember whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because we'll come to that in a minute. First, I've got to say thank yous. I need to say a very, very big thank you to our guest this morning, Billy Cobham. Wonderful to have him on the program. And also a big thanks to Ingrid, our Intrepid Outdoor reporter, for checking in today, and to Yasmin, who's doing our bookings and changing them around. And it does everything else, all our social media, etc., etc. So big thanks to Yaz. Co-producer Neil Danby, he's here in Panama. Great to have him around. He's our co-producer. The boys and girls at Grupo Grado keep us up and running. Big thank you to them, especially to Isaac. If you're listening, Isaac, a very good morning to you. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Back with you, as I said, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Please, 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 whatever it is you're doing, if you are out and about today, please do it carefully, because we want to be talking to you, not talking about you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.